brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Yeah, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a lot of guests that she's doing at 6 p.m. tonight. Of course, Bad Bob's here. Hey, Bad Bob.
How's it
riding in that Jeep? Do you have your top up?
Yeah, and I'm glad I did. Like, quite the bucket load's coming down.
They said something
night.
Like 2 inches of rain we got last night.
I think so. It was raining so hard. Woo.
They said,
the parable of the cow and the flat rock comes to mind.
There you go.
I don't understand that. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we, of course, are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You know, and Destroyer of Illusions is in the chat room. I'm almost afraid to get into that, but Destroyer of Illusions, and I'm just coming back up on chat, so I'll see what's latest in there. The time, of course, is 7:07, and it's the 27th of February. We have one more day in February, and then that's it for February in 2014.
And then we're into March, and the first day of spring, and all of that, and we still haven't had winter.
But I tell you what, let's go to somebody that really knows what's going on, since we don't know what's going on, and that's Chris Lasondak of the Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 28 points at 16,170. The S&P 500 off 2 points at 1843. On the NASDAQ Composite, down just about 1 point at 4291. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, JCPenney up $1.36 at $7.32, Verizon up 31 cents at $46.66, Bank of America down a nickel at $16.28, and Best Buy up $1.35 at $27.14. Of local interest, PG&E up 13 cents at $43.63, Costco down 35 cents at $115.52, and Ready Bank of Commerce up 6 cents at $6.10. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.64%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 50 cents a barrel at 102.09. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up 90 cents at 1331.83, while silver's down a penny at $21.20. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. And they are the ones that you can talk to about finding out what's going on Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. Set up an appointment. They're in there at 4:30 in the morning, doing the research, finding out what's going on, and they are there to help you with your investments, with your retirement planning, all of these. And in today's economy, you need all the help we can get. Trish.
52 degrees in downtown Reading. It's just showers right now. Rain. Likely and mainly after 10 a.m. this morning. High near 60 degrees. Showers this evening with a low around 47. Showers and on Friday, rain likely after 10 o'clock. I'm not following this morning. It's going to rain right through Saturday. Yeah, I think so. The eyes are watering. Rain right through Saturday, actually, and over Saturday and Sunday, just showers are expected. We need the rain. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Just rain.
Okay.
Good.
This is the first day you've been here under our new, with our new, more talk, less breaks.
Exactly.
Today. So we've got another, 5, 7, 8 minutes here that we can talk. So let's start with the governor of Arizona.
Jan Brewer.
Jan Brewer vetoed, the small the religious was I think the religious protection bill that the Arizona legislature had passed. She said it doesn't address any problems that they're having there, and it can be viewed as anti-discrimination. I mean, it can be viewed discriminating against gays.
Yeah, and you know that was a tough one for her because she is very conservative. She's very supportive of our Constitution and our American way of life. But this bill, if you really studied it, she's right. It didn't solve any of the problems they were having, and it certainly gave a platform for anybody wanting to yell discrimination to be there.
That's right. And, you know, they were threatened with economic boycotts, which, by the way, they had happened to them once before. But I think she was right, too. You know, this was kind of a toughie because you see things like, you know, I've got articles here about the couple that didn't want to bake a cake. It was really against their religious principles. I mean, very much so. And everybody agreed to that. The judge agreed to that. No, I understand. No, there's no doubt in my mind that this is your religion. This is how you believe. This is what you believe. But you won't bake a cake with a woman on it. And that's, you're discriminating. And he dropped the hammer on him. And this has happened in other places.
Photographers.
So you have a business and you believe, you know, I likened it yesterday to the Catholic Church and, you know, the Catholic schools saying, we're not going to put, abortions and birth control in our insurance plans. It goes against our religion. And that was supported.
Well, I have to say, whatever happened to the sign that you could have in your business that said we maintain the right to refuse service to anyone? Why can't you have that?
That's a good question. Because that's right. It said, and then we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. You must wear, you know, shoes and a shirt.
Well, exactly.
So does that mean you don't have
any rights in your business?
Does this mean it? But yeah, no, because if you come in and say you smell. We want you out of you walk into a very exclusive dress shop or a men's store and you are dressed like a homeless person and you smell and all this. We don't want you in here. You have to leave.
And are you sure that you are not going to get in trouble for that?
Can they sue you for that?
I think they can.
For forcing you out because you're discriminating against them because of the way they look?
There you go.
Are they homeless?
Yeah.
Are they smell?
Yes.
Do you know what? There's got to be something. I can keep people out of our station here. Yeah, well, of course I can. I can say this is no public restroom in here.
Exactly, because you don't serve food. You're not a bar or something like that. So you
this
don't
is
have
private
to,
property.
It is. You if don't so, have to provide a restroom.
I've asked people to leave here before, several times. And they said, well, I said, you know what? I'm asking you to leave. And if you don't leave, I'm calling the police. And by the way, they're like 100 feet away. And they all leave. Because of, they're here, they're anyway, it's, they should.
Well, and I think, and as a business owner, I believe that you ought to have the right to do that.
I think so too.
But the courts are not upholding that.
No, they're saying that now you're discriminating against people. I mean, it's like this. If two black people came in and said, we want you to do our cake. And the guy says, nope, but on that one, it's hard to find a religious stone or a bedrock to base that one on.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to find that. So there's one thing to discriminate against somebody because of their religion. Christians are persecuted throughout the world. And all the comedians take shots at the Christians. They don't do it at Muslims. For a variety of reasons, but you know, so you have that. So, you know, there's, so you should be able to, have something to say in your own business about what you believe in.
Well, I think that's true. And I think where we're at is as we go through our, culture continues to change and continues in my mind to decrease in morality. We used to be a country that had standards and believed in certain things and it was an accepted norm. You can go right to a perfect example is the Bill Cosby show the other night. Uh-huh. He was able to sit there for an hour and 45 minutes and entertain people without one sexual innuendo, one swear word, one discriminatory comment. I mean, he didn't even approach any of that. we as a society have taken, we'll listen to anything in a movie or on primetime TV. We have accepted it. We have said it's okay. We've just released our standards and gotten away with our standards to the point where there are no boundaries. I mean, it used to be you couldn't show any kind of a commercial that showed any kind of the parts of the body on TV. Holy cow. Now, I mean, primetime TV, anything goes.
And speaking of going, we're going because we have things to sell. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got it on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, so Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday.
Love Thursdays.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe, serving all types of different coffees, including caramel macchiato, which sounds like a Cuban drug lord, but it's not. It's a great coffee. And every other coffee you can possibly imagine. Not only that, walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town and the best humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew proudly proudly serves our veterans, and every veteran gets a discount there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. Okay, you wanted to talk about taxes in Anderson, but let's go to Kay first. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and, and Trish.
Good morning.
Excuse me. I was.
Don't be afraid of me.
I don't have my button here.
Nope. oh, your cough button. Okay, I got
right.
it.
My clear throat button.
Oh.
You know, when somebody is hiring people, there are certain things that they can't not hire people for, like age or sex or, you know, a variety of things. And so when you don't get a job, you know, they basically say, well, we hired somebody else, we're sorry, you know, and they're very diplomatic about it. Why aren't these business people a little bit more diplomatic? I mean, for example, if somebody doesn't want to do the photo shoots of this wedding, why don't they just say, well, I'd love to do it, but I'm sorry, I'm booked for that weekend or whatever, you know? They'd never know the difference. They don't see the person's book.
You make a good point, Kay, because to come right out and make an issue about it, of course, you don't know the circumstances that surrounded it, but
right.
I think you're right. They need to just say, wow, you know, I'm booked up that weekend, can't do that cake or what have you, rather than make a huge issue about it.
Right. And I mean, you know, it's not a good idea to lie, but, you know, sometimes you can coach things a different way and it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and that's true. And you don't have to be in people's face because, you know, I mean, it's a couple coming in, they're so happy to be married, no matter what you think of it. And then you say to them, sorry, you know, I just think that you're going to go to hell for this. And
well, you know, it's like the they had problems with pharmacies, and they said that they had to, there were some cases, I think, where they had to fill some of the birth control type things. Well, in that particular case, I think that it should be known, well, that's, you know, I mean, stores are known for various things. You know, I mean, not every store has everything.
No, and I know.
So and just know, well, if you want such and if you want this, have your doctor contact another place does.
You would think they would be able to do that, but I still think you ought to be able to have the right to say, hey, look, I have the right to refuse service here. But what our government has done is you don't have that right. You have to rent to anybody. You can't say, well, frankly, I don't want this heterosexual couple up in my garage because they have parties and, you know, it doesn't fit into my lifestyle. I mean, you can't do that. You can't say I can't, you know, I mean, you don't have the right anymore to say these things.
It appears that our personal property rights have been taken away from us. And our ability to make rules and regulations on our own private business have just been stripped by the government.
And so, it's something you need to take a look at a little closer. But, okay, hey, Kate,
right.
Thanks a
okay,
lot.
Okay, thank you.
You
thank
bet.
You.
Hey, what is it? You're raising taxes in Anderson?
Oh, are you ready for that? I mean, you know, it's a very difficult thing for the small town of the small city of Anderson to get people to shop there. We have small stores, not a lot of the big chains. We have some. But our buying capacity in a small business like that is, you know, we buy five, they buy 500. So our ability to charge the same price or be competitive with the larger city to the north has always been a strain, and it's a struggle to get people to shop locally and in Anderson. What in the world that city council has on their mind of deciding to put a half-cent sales tax in our city, so we'll be half-cent higher than the other two cities and the unincorporated area in the city of Anderson. It's like hanging a "we're out of business" sign around every business.
Why
in
are
Anderson.
They doing it though? They need money.
Well, right? They need money, but it's a little difficult to understand when they just turned around and gave everybody in the city, including the janitor, a huge raise. I understand they had gone a long time without raises, but they take that action and then turn right around and say, "We need the money, and we have to do it for just general." Because then we only have to have 50% plus one vote, but we're going to spend it on law enforcement. Well, that may well be But quite frankly, in the city of Anderson, we also have more cops per capita than anybody else in the county. Or do we have enough? Probably not. But I just can't even imagine where they think they're coming from.
Do you think it'll pass?
No, I don't. And I probably will be very vocal in hoping that it doesn't, because I think it's a death knell for our businesses. We're starting to attract some new things, and, you know, the economy's coming a little better. Go out to the Shasta Factory outlets. It's darn near vacant.
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know if it's, well, there's a lot of empties.
There's a lot of empties out there.
Yeah.
You're not going to fill them up when people know that if you stop there, you're going to pay a half cent higher sales tax than you are anyplace else in Shasta County or Tehama County or anywhere in the surrounding areas. Well, I just think it's a bad idea.
Okay. Well, as far as raises go, I was with the other day, they were talking about a 9% pay raise to the sheriffs, this is over in the county here.
Oh.
A 9% pay raise to the captains, lieutenants, all this. Anyway, the bottom line being is they took a 9% pay cut four or five years ago. And Shasta County is kind of in a different situation. They didn't go crazy like Redding did and get hit as bad. But still, when you see a 9%, pay raise, and they say, well, we can do this. They took a cut. Just get some back.
Incrementally, blah, blah, blah.
But it's, and then they had this other one when they gave that one guy that raise of, 50% or something because he took over this something there at the REU. It just looked bad. I mean, the fact is that, maybe you do pay less, but you give a 35 or 40% raise to a guy that's already making 100,000, and you've got people out here in town that are scuffling for 30,000, these are our taxes are going. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, I would just point out to the citizens of Anderson that there are two seats on the city council that are up for election, and the filing period is not done, and perhaps it is a time for an adjustment on the council.
Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. Your conversation reminds me of that town down south. What was it, Bell?
Bell.
I don't think that Anderson's a Bell. Let me start up. But I do think that we're seeing some similarities, and I think that it's a common problem throughout many municipalities right now that are trying to give themselves the same wages and the same kind of benefits that they've always had back when times were better, and frankly, it just doesn't work anymore. They need to come up with a new dynamic in order to make this work, because frankly, guys like me are kicking their own butts over here trying to make 30 grand a year, like you mentioned, and, these guys are making 3-4 times as much and crying poverty while they're raising sales tax and making it just harder for guys like me to make a living. It just seems to me that the whole dynamic of small city municipalities really needs to be changed.
Well, there's some things I think they could do in the city of Anderson. If they can't afford their police department, they might look at contracting with the county. For the sheriff. I don't know, but I think if they're that tight of money, you can't just continue to go to the voters and expect more money. I think it's a bad idea.
How would that work? I'm just curious.
That's what's going to happen.
Can a city just give up a police force? Is that even possible? How does that work?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the city of Shasta Lake contracts with the county sheriff's department.
I wonder how that works for them. Because is there a, well, I mean it, because, we got cut back so much in the sheriff's department.
There's a Shasta Lake substation where they
Is there somebody there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Staff? Okay.
They have permanent staff. They have staff that's assigned to the city of Shasta Lake. There's a contract the contract process you go through where they're guaranteed, and you can't cut their staff without their agreement.
You don't need police anyway. You've got the Anderson and Cottonwood Northern California State Militia and the Cottonwood Community Watch.
There you go.
There they go. They're all out there. See, Cottonwood Community Watch, CCW.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, hey Jay, thanks a lot, buddy.
I'm waiting for the day they start running around in pickup trucks with the 50 cal mounted in the bed.
Problem with that is?
Yeah. And your issue, Bob? I don't understand.
You know what, Bob? What are you, some kind of gun-grabbing Nazi? We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain, the kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough, and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Carl Bott. Not Carl and Linda. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. It is 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State? That's right. And their service department is absolutely outstanding. Use it. I take my Ford down there when, on the very rare occasion, it ever needs anything.
That a Ford needs anything.
That a Ford. My Ford F-150, yeah. The Red Demon, never has problems. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. That's good people down there. All right. Trish and I are welcoming our intern here. Yeah, we have interns at KCNR 1460. Lauren Godinay. Okay. They don't worry. I mispronounced my sister's name. Lauren Godinet is here, and she is from Simpson University, and she's a senior this year. She's out there on their volleyball team and is a superb athlete. And she comes in the offices three times a week and comes in, and she learns how to use the boards and all these because she's a communications major, and wanders in. And we find things for her to do, and she's just a welcome part of our team here. And our interns are better than the other interns. So there. So part of what Lauren does is projects also here, and that was part of the deal is that, hey, we give you radio time. So here you go.
Okay, so for one of my projects, I've really gotten interested in the Reading Sleep Disorder Center and something that they have coming up. And so I'm here today to interview Coral Baker. She is the lead sleep technologist at Resta Sleep Disorder Center under the direction of Dr. Trevor. And it is located in Reading. And the big thing we have coming up is National Sleep Awareness Week, which is from March 2nd to the 9th.
So it's starting next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I just have a few questions for you.
Good morning, Coral.
Good morning.
How are you? This is you're doing fine, Lauren. Don't worry. Good morning, Coral. So
thank you. Good to be here.
Okay. So I know we've got like 10 or 12 minutes here. So what? Okay. But how did you get into this? Is this one of your questions?
Happy to answer it.
How do you get into this?
I actually started my career as a respiratory therapist, and my supervisor over at Reading Medical Center back in 1994 asked me to go over to the sleep lab and relieve for a couple of weeks, and I never left.
Okay.
So then I went and became boarded in sleep medicine and as a sleep technologist, and I found my niche.
Good. Well, I don't know. Do we need help?
I don't know. So all those people out there that spend all night talking on the phone and what have you.
There you go.
They have sleep disorder perhaps and need to listen up here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Lauren.
Oh, that's okay.
You told me to, kind of like step in here. So we like to get a little background. Yeah, okay. Now get right to it.
Okay.
Pin her to that chair.
Okay. So why is sleep important?
Well, we don't actually know the mechanism of sleep, but we know it's very important. It's vital to overall health. But some of the mechanisms are quite mysterious. We have a saying in the sleep lab that sleep is as important as diet and exercise, only easier. And not a lot of thought has to go into it, but a lot of routine has to go into it. We know that all mammals need sleep. We know that sleep regulates mood and is related to learning and memory. It's also critical to overall health, weight control, and energy level.
Awesome.
When we're talking about that on, as far as sleep, that I don't think people realize that how many times, what it's tied into. You wake up in the morning, you're tired. But if you're continually tired, it causes chemical reactions in your body, mm-hmm. which does cause weight gain.
Absolutely, those leptins and all those hormones.
And one of the things we learned is that we can, in the military, we can perform well on very little sleep for 3 days.
Correct.
On the fourth day, watch things crash. And anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. Lauren, the importance of sleep, but there's other parts to it, too.
Mm-hmm. How much sleep do we actually need?
It's very individualized. Babies, newborns, 16 hours of sleep, they sleep, most of the time. As we age, those needs decrease. But the overall need as an adult is very individualized. In general, we say if you can go to bed and get up without the alarm clock spontaneously, you're probably getting enough sleep. If you feel like you're cheerful and alert when you wake up, then you're probably getting enough sleep.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
we're all
Whoa.
In trouble.
Well,
not,
I'll tell you
not what.
What
I feel when I wake up.
I can tell you right now that my production staff and interns are a little bit, obviously you guys aren't getting enough sleep here.
Well, that's sleep deprivation. It's a little devil sometimes. People like President Clinton are classified as short sleepers. These people who tout that they can sleep only 4 hours and function really well. There is a small segment of society that can do that, but we're a 24-hour society now. We used to be that when it got dark, we went to bed, and when it got light, we got up and we worked. But with being a 24-hour society now, many of us are very sleep-deprived. Sleep deprivation is not only detrimental to your overall health, but we have to worry a lot about accident. We have to worry a lot about safety. People who operate machinery, they're at risk if they're not getting enough sleep. Drivers, drowsy driving is huge. It's hugely detrimental to our society.
That's why the truck drivers have all the logs that they check all the time to make sure they're getting enough. And we've run into it with pilots mm-hmm. now that they've found yep. that pilots weren't getting enough mm-hmm. sleep too.
Yeah.
We use sleep deprivation, not we, but they use sleep deprivation to, in questioning.
Absolutely.
Questioning, prisoners.
Absolutely.
You don't have to lay a hand on them. You just kind of play music at various times of the night.
Don't let them sleep.
Yeah.
Well, the mood thing, though, in the morning doesn't matter whether I've had 10 hours of sleep or two. I just, it's not my favorite thing to get up.
Not happy. Yeah. Not happy.
We're honored for her to be in here every Thursday morning.
Thursdays I make an exception.
She's smiling.
To my new rule.
Okay.
I see that we have caffeine to keep us going.
We do. We do, yes.
Coral, are there any specific tips you have on sleeping better?
Oh, yeah. They have these things called sleep hygiene tips. And they're really good for all of us. The basic thing that we all say is, first of all, you want to curb the use of stimulants. Have your coffee. Have your morning coffee if you want to. But after about noon, you want to try to avoid that whole caffeine, whole stimulant thing. We want to get the television out of your bedroom. We want to make that bedroom a haven for sleep. We want you to do nothing in there but sleep and other things. But we want to make it comfortable, and you don't want to lay in bed and worry about things. If you find that you're worried about stuff, get up out of your bed, go to another room, figure it out, ponder it. When you're ready to try sleep again, go on back to sleep. If you've got to lay there 20 minutes or more, it's probably time to get up and go do something quiet.
How about reading in bed
when
you get into bed? Because I find that really...
If that is something that relaxes you and makes you feel comfortable and you want to read for a few minutes with a, you know, kind of a focus light, you don't want to have a lot of light into your eyes because that will alert you as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason for the television, that flashing light, or computers.
Mm-hmm. I find that if I'm thinking about a whole bunch of things, if I go to bed and I read for just a few minutes, uh-huh. my mind kind of clears out, I get all that stuff out, and it puts me to sleep every time.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. We worry about the, I'm not sure if there's been any research about reading with a book or reading with an iPad or a Kindle.
And that
Kindle
doesn't work for me.
The Kindle,
it makes a difference because mm-hmm. the Kindle, and which I use a lot, or my iPad, mm-hmm. but not when I go to bed because I'm up all night reading instead of you. But if I just have a paperback, a senseless kind of historical romance, mm-hmm. no plot, no, you know, what have you, and that just works.
Is that like the city council?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I personally use a book on tape.
Oh, there you go.
With no light. And that works well for me.
Do you have a question there, Lauren, about, is there anything guaranteed like to kind of knock you out without using drugs?
No, and I don't really think so. There's some natural things that are popular right now, melatonin for one, and, there's not a lot of research being done about melatonin, mostly because there's no money in it for the pharmaceutical companies because it's a naturally occurring substance. So there's not a lot of money to be made on research of melatonin. But a lot of people use it, and a lot of people have a lot of success with it.
What's that thing in turkeys? You know,
L-tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Is that why, Bob, you eat a turkey every night before you go to bed? No. Okay. Just wondering, you know.
No,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's turn this back over to Lauren again.
I wanted to make a couple of comments about sleep hygiene. Exercise, we all know, is really, really good, but you have to be careful about timing that exercise. You don't want to do a big workout just before you go to bed because that's working out is very alerting and it really enhances your sense of well-being and all those things, but it's not really conducive to going to sleep right after that. Mm-hmm. You want to be careful about what you eat. You know, avoid those caffeine when you're eating and drinking in the evening. Generally, there are some issues about esophageal reflux. And so you want to be very careful about what you eat for a few hours before you go to bed. A lot of physicians say, a lot of physicians say that you should actually go to sleep on an empty stomach.
Oh, hey, I tell you what, we were going to, let's take a quick break here because we've got more questions left. And there's, mm-hmm. We've got people making comments here also.
And we've been interviewing along with Lauren. Right.
It's Lauren's show here. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Lauren Godinet, and Coral.
Baker.
And we're talking about sleeping. You know, something, you know, we haven't had a show on sleeping. We need to do that. A long extended show on sleeping, but this is good. All right. We'll be right back.
The mountain is high.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Party time is a beautiful dream.
Yeah. Oh, sleep. Yeah, it's sleep last night.
Hey,
We're ready to go.
We're all ready to go. Hey, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Welcome back. It's 7:50 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his crew are just outstanding. I can't say enough about them. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, ask them about that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. They follow up. They make sure that your work, the work they do, is just perfect. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I've used them. Bob's used them. We've had nothing but great service from them. All right. We're joined today, of course, by Trish Clark, and then just got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And we were going to kind of end that segment at 15. And we decided, let's go on with this because there's some more questions. Lauren Godinet, our intern, from Simpson University, who is here with her guest. And we're talking about sleep. So, Lauren, cheers.
Okay, so I have Coral here from Resta Sleep Disorder Center. She is the lead sleep technologist. And another question I have for you is, what should somebody do if they think that they have a sleeping problem?
The first thing to do, I think, is to discuss it with your primary care provider. As we stated before, the link between diet, exercise, sleep, and overall health is unmistakable. So you want to have a conversation with your primary care and see how this all relates to your overall health and health concerns. Your primary care may, in fact, refer you to a sleep specialist, such as Dr. Trevor, who is my supervisor. And you can have a sleep evaluation with the sleep specialist to look at all the aspects of your health and as it relates to sleep. You know, there are over 90 defined sleep disorders. We hear a lot about sleep apnea, and you know, that is the most common sleep disorder, and typically we would do a sleep study for concerns of sleep apnea. We might or might not even do a sleep study for concerns of insomnia or the inability to initiate sleep or the inability to maintain sleep. So we have the sleep initiation insomnia and the sleep maintenance insomnia. Well, what somebody perceives as sleep maintenance insomnia or sleep being disrupted throughout the night may be something more common, like sleep apnea. It may be what's driving your issues. What is sleep apnea? Sleep apnea is a mechanical problem with your upper airway, in that when you go to sleep and your upper airway relaxes, depending upon your anatomy, your airway may in fact collapse. So you have the effort to breathe, but no air gets in and out of your throat. And eventually your brain says, hello, like to have a little air here. And you are aroused out of your sleep stage, which is a brain arousal. And everything tightens up and you start breathing again. So you essentially...
And this isn't, you know, a lot of times you associate this with maybe really heavy people, but that's not true. It can be anybody. And this is how bad sleep apnea is. That's almost 100% disability in the military.
Oh, yeah?
If you're diagnosed with that, I've known some really tough guys that have been diagnosed with that, and they've had to leave the military because it's something that one can kill them and two cause other people around them to be to die because of their lack of they can't sleep and then we start going down the hill real quick after a certain length of time.
You can be in bed for 12 hours and you're essentially running a race all those 12 hours just to breathe throughout the night, and it is very much related to an individual's anatomy. They don't say that sleep apnea is genetic, but they do say that it's familial. Sometimes it's just the way God made us. And I actually am a sleep apnea patient.
And
I do wear the mask. My husband is a sleep apnea patient. He wears a mask. So we definitely do it on the family plan.
Now, there's something new that I've been reading about in place of the mask.
Mm-hmm. There are some treatment options available. CPAP, or the mask and the machine that causes a little bit of positive pressure in the airway to splint it open, is the gold standard of treatment for sleep apnea. However, there are a few individuals who can't do that. There are some oral appliances, dental devices, made by a dental sleep specialist specific to the patient that move the jaw forward and to help with eliminating and reducing sleep apnea. There are some surgical options. Statistics are varied on the success of some of the surgical options, but for some people, especially those who have mild sleep apnea, it could be a very viable option. Honestly, those are medical things that a technician wouldn't really be able
really
to expand too
into.
Much. But those are available, and in fact, dental sleep medicine is expanding quite rapidly, and some of those are proving to be quite satisfactory for some people.
Okay, Lauren.
How can somebody get more information on all of this?
Well, as it happens, we discussed that we've got National Sleep Awareness Week, March 2nd through the 9th, and Rest Asleep Center, and particularly myself, we're going to be offering some brief sleep screenings for no charge to any individual who wants to call to the sleep lab, 242-6821, and schedule a little bit of time with me, and we can go over some of the complaints and look at some basic written sleep screens. And you'd be welcome to return that to your physician and have further discussion if you think that there's a problem.
What actually happens in a sleep scan, and how long does it take?
Well, a sleep study, or a polysomnogram, is an overnight stay at the sleep lab. We connect several little sensors, mostly with little stickers, little sticky pads. There's no needles or anything. And we monitor a few channels of brain waves, some eye muscle movements, some chin muscle movements, oxygen, heart rate, respiratory effort, and respiratory flow. If there's a mismatch of the airflow and the effort to breathe, that's when we identify the sleep apnea. And as I said before, sleep apnea is one of the most common sleep disorders, but it's not. We're also looking at, it's not the only sleep disorder. We're also looking at restless leg syndrome. We have a small population of people who have narcolepsy, in sleeping inappropriately, along with some other symptoms. And that's diagnosed with a sleep study followed by a test called a multiple sleep latency test, some nap opportunities throughout the day. What happens with these folks is that their REM sleep or their dream sleep invades their daily life, and they sleep inappropriately. And there's some pretty good treatments out there for them at this point in time.
What Bob's Bob says there is no such thing as inappropriate sleeping. You know,
well, maybe at inappropriate times.
We like to always say never stand when you can sit, never sit when you can lie down, and never be awake when you can sleep. It makes every minute you sleep is a minute closer to home when you're deployed.
There
you go.
Well, there you go. That's it. You know, there's a lot of information on the internet from a variety of sources, but a couple of the most trusted sources, I think, is the National Sleep Foundation and the American Sleep Apnea Association. WebMD also has a lot of good information.
All right.
If you want to learn more.
Okay, and I want to throw in just one other thing.
Okay, we got like a minute and a half.
Okay, so Coral was reminding me when she came in today that I had already known her. And for those of you who go to the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, we have this wonderful backyard with a covered patio, and it's all landscaped and everything. And her son, Eric, did the original garden there as an Eagle Project many years ago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the Eagle Scouts come out and do projects like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great. Coral, thank you. Lauren.
Yeah. Coral, thank you so much for coming out today. We just want to invite everyone to get your free sleep scannings next week. Call Resta and make your appointment. And we hope that you practice better sleeping habits. Thank you, Coral, for all the information you
gave us
today.
Give us the phone number one more time.
Yeah.
242-6821. And anybody that answers can help you get that scheduled.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Everybody take a deep breath over there on that side. You did great. And when we come back, Ted Leidy, we're going to hit the news. And when we come back here, Ted Leidy's going to be with us. And we're going to be talking about protection of yourself and your family with guns. We're going to talk guns, okay? That's what it's going to be about. We're going to talk about instruction, but not just instruction, but what's going on in California with the gun laws and the oncoming gun laws. Of course, we've got Sam Paredes will be coming in here soon, giving us an update about what's happening with these. But the bottom line is not enough police, not enough sheriffs. You've got to be able to protect yourself and your family, my friends. And we're going to talk about that. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio, your grassroots radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chairman Janet Yellen says the economy has experienced steady improvement in recent years, but she stresses recovery is far from complete.
Since the financial crisis and the depths of the recession, substantial progress has been made in restoring the economy to health and in strengthening the financial system. Still, there is more to do.
In her semi-annual testimony before Congress, Yellen told the Senate Banking Committee the Fed remains committed to fulfilling its dual mandate, helping the economy return to full employment and returning inflation to a rate of 2%. Also at SRNews.com, our men have seized Crimea's regional parliament and the government headquarters of the Russian-majority region.
I'm outside the Crimean parliament in Simferopol, and the Russian flag has now been hoisted above the building. We understand that over 50 unidentified armed men forced their way inside this parliament building overnight, past the barricades, and they are still occupying the building inside. You can hear a crowd of pro-Russia demonstrators have gathered outside, chanting Russia, Russia, waving Russian flags. Police have cordoned off the area, and we understand that the Crimean government is currently negotiating an end to the standoff inside.
That's BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. The worst of winter, normally over by the end of February, that might not be the case this year. Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service.
There will be a little moderation of temperatures over the weekend, but again, readings are likely to still stay below average. But by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday, we may see temperatures that are maybe 5 to 10 degrees below average, but certainly not to 10 to 20 degrees below.
And according to the National Weather Service, there's also a very good likelihood of more snow in the forecast as well. This is SRN News.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theater.
The State Department's Inspector General says a contractor that helped write an environmental review of the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline did comply with federal rules regarding a possible conflict of interest.
A report says Environmental Resources Management fully disclosed its previous work with the pipeline contractor, Calgary-based TransCanada. None of the work for TransCanada involved Keystone XL. The London-based contractor largely wrote the State Department's environmental report on the pipeline project. The report raised no major environmental objections to the pipeline, which would carry oil derived from tar sands in Western Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast. Environmental groups say ERM should be disqualified because of its previous work for TransCanada. Jeremy House, SRN News, Washington.
American businesses ordered fewer long-lasting manufactured goods in the month of January, cutting their demand in particular for aircraft, autos, and machinery. This is SRN News. Our galaxy is looking far more crowded these days, according to SRN's Rich Thomason.
NASA confirms 715 newly discovered planets outside our solar system. Researchers using the planet-hunting Kepler telescope have nearly doubled the number of planets discovered in the galaxy. The figure is now about 1,700. Just 20 years ago, astronomers had not found any planet circling stars other than our sun.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A group of science, higher education, and business organizations is urging Congress to fix a deficit of a different kind. The group has produced a video it hopes will go viral about what it calls the innovation deficit, calling for more federal spending. Fiscally conservative thinkers have argued that lowering tax rates would spur research, as most of the innovation that drives the economy is to be found in the private sector. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Got a lot of guests coming on. She's got, I don't even try and keep up with the number of people that rolls through that show. I mean,
and you need to listen because a lot of good information.
Oh, it is great. You know, when I listen to it every Thursday night, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking,
well, I was talking to the audience.
Well, I know that, but anyway, our phone line's here. You know, even when Linda's not here, I get pummeled. I'm getting pummeled here.
There you go.
605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room is hot today, talking about a lot of different things. 27th of February, one more day in February. Like I said, 8:06 in the morning. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 16,222. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1847, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 10 points at 4,302. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 191 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up $6.01 at 523.36, Google up 349 at 1223.66, Microsoft is up a nickel at 37.52, and Facebook up 63 cents at 69.89. Of local interest, Safeway up 33 cents at 37.29, North Valley Bank down 2 cents at 22.88, and Harley-Davidson up 48 cents at 64.83. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.65%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil is down 27 cents a barrel at 102.32, and precious metals are higher with gold up $2 an ounce at 1332.70. Silver is up 9 cents at 21.30. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have Chris and the rest of our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:08, 8:08, 9:08 in the morning. I tell you what, they get there at 4:30 in the morning, they find out what's going on, and then they give us an update on the market. But here's the thing. You want to do business with somebody that is knowledgeable, somebody that knows you, knows the area. They're not just a voice on the phone. It's somebody that's going to work with you to have your best welfare in their mind. And I tell you what, those people down at Wells Fargo do. I know every one of them. And I would, you know what? I have no problem at all with any of them making any investments for me. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. All right. Let's go to our weather, if I can get Trish back into the saddle here.
We were having an important discussion there. It's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. Rain is mainly after 10 a.m. this morning. High near 60 with light and variable wind. Showers low around 47 this evening. Tomorrow, Friday, is going to have rain likely, mainly after 10 a.m. And Friday night, showers likely and cloudy with a low around 44. The rain will taper off over the weekend, but we should get an appreciable amount of rain before then. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365 3793.
Our chat room is really blasting out here. They're talking about why, you know, money, you know, the people want to raise taxes instead of putting the priorities down and cutting like you do at your own home. So now we're talking about is, well, you know, the state raids these different funds to, and we can talk about that because it has something to do with guns, the background investigations, raids it at will. And yet we get pots of money down here that once it's in that pot of money or that budget, you can't touch it. You can't take the money for that's there to cut, keep the park running and give it to buy cops.
And that's certainly indicative of the fact that we are, especially county government.
Yes.
We are an arm of the state.
That's
you
right.
can't, you get the money after you've expended it for a certain thing. They reimburse you.
And sometimes, now I understand.
And then sometimes they don't follow up with the reimbursement.
Well, I just heard is that they're having some real problems getting reimbursed from the county here.
That's not a new thing.
Okay. Well, before we go to our guest, Ted Leidy, who just floated in here on his parachute. We're going to go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad you have Ted on this morning. It's going to be a great show. I just noticed. But I wanted to kind of segue something in there. And, Trish, you're a million percent right. The city of Reading, and I hope you guys are both sitting down, Carl and I had a bit of a discussion the other day about payroll and what was going on there. And I looked up and did some research. On the Reading Police Department, I want to premise this first with I think our policemen do a great job. I really like Chief Paletti a lot. His compensation package and everything he makes, now people could say, well, it's compensation, but you know, he has one portion it's $13,000 for educational purposes. That doesn't include sick leave or anything else. His salary plus his benefits is $249,000. And when you look at RPD, there are 22 policemen, those are usually captains or sergeants, that are either at, above, or just below $200,000 a year with the complete package. I looked to try to find someone, a patrolman, anybody that was below $100,000 a year in the complete package, and I couldn't find them. So I think that the salaries and everything are so unproportionate to where we are economically that, you know, we need to do something.
It's a picture that's painted and it's true. We've reached that point. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, I used to try to say we're top heavy. We need to have more feet on the street and less people sitting in the courthouse or in the at county administration building down there with, you know, doing reports and being bosses. More entry level kind of people. And Chief Paletti talks continually about the need for service officers. The people that can get the things done that the citizenry needs to keep us safe, without all that top high level stuff. There's no question. It's a lot of money for an economy like we have today.
Well, when you have 22 out of 100 knocking down 200 G's a year, yeah, that's a lot of money. Now, on the other hand, I talked to Sheriff Pasenko yesterday, had a great conversation. I really like Sheriff Pasenko, and I really like Chief Paletti, too. But the thing is, like with Tommy, he has the opposite problem. He's got 350 people in Cottonwood that are saying, hey, your guys can't get here because you're so short-staffed, and those guys make about a third of what an RPD guy makes. I mean, the whole thing has gotten really, really insane, and I don't see people stepping up by saying, hey, we're part of the community. We need to change this.
Well, you should have been down in Cottonwood the other night. They were there.
Well, you know, Terry, the thing about it is when you add the cost of their patrol duties and their their health benefits and retirement, that's where you get the big bucks right there.
That doesn't include overtime.
And I understand that. But the thing is I think we need to have a top to bottom. Look at the budget, and you know, like RDU right now is they're putting a plan together for the next 10 years, and they're saying they're going to have public input in it a couple of times. I don't, you know, but what does that mean? Public input? Who says okay, all of us completely disagree with it, and then you're ignored, or they're going to take the public input and incorporate it? I think what we need to do is have a top to bottom. Look at the budget and let's just see what, you know, and let's just restart this thing.
And I certainly want.
Yeah, I mean, come on, 22 out of 100 make over 200 G a year. Come
okay,
on.
But Terry, and I want to just finally, because we're going to take a break here pretty quickly. I just want everyone to be absolutely clear that I don't think anybody involved in this conversation is hitting on the cops.
No, not at all.
There any of us that are not totally 100% in support of public protection recognize the need for it. It's the most important thing local government does. But we've got to get back to some reality so that we can continue to protect our community.
And on that one, we've got to take a break. Terry, thanks a lot. That got us going again. So, hello?
Oh, yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Terry's going to be on next week. We're going to be talking an update on the state of Jefferson, which is just exploding everywhere. And whether you agree with it or not, there's a lot of people that are really involved in this. Our guest is Ted Leidy. We're going to come right back after these messages and catch up on what's happening here. We're also going to talk about those 300 people that were there at Cottonwood because they're concerned about their safety. We'll be right back.
Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day and tomorrow. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Maybe it's snowing up. I don't know if it's snowing up on Mount Shasta. Let's hope so. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, where you have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. What can I say? Not only are there nutritionists, four of them on the staff, they have an in-store deli, classes on health and diet and raw and organic foods. It's just some of the reasons to shop at our favorite place, Orchard Nutrition. And it's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Give them a call at 244-9141. Amazing Foods for Life is there. Started right here in town, gluten-free, spreading throughout California, and now getting ready to go national. We talked to Vicky the other day, and she and her husband have just put together a beautiful, beautiful product here. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. The other thing, too, is Ensemble Vineyards has got the Trish, because you and I, we go up there. We're proud to say that we are supporting the Ensemble Vineyards.
Absolutely.
And their restaurant, especially. John Stadelli is good friends of mine. Chef John Stadelli, and, of course, Reversion Somo, has played a part in our lives. I'm not.
And Chanda, the winemaker, and they have the beautiful right. winemaker's dinner coming up.
It is. It's going to be on the 7th. I don't know how many tickets are left, but it is absolutely fabulous. They're teaming up with
Clairvaux Winery in Vina.
And Mimi Mosley over here. They're going to put all this together. So they pair wines with food. And it
and
is.
It's absolutely fantastic.
If you have, and you know, it's very reasonable too, the price out there. Give them a call, 474-5546, and push the button. I think it's 2 for reservations or whatever it is there. But, don't miss out on this. And I think most of the, I don't know how many seats
are left. Maybe it's close to being sold out, but there might be a couple tickets left.
If there is, trust me, you will like it. You will like it. Okay. Ted Leidy's our guest here. And Ted, good morning. Get off your texting thing there.
Good morning. I'm not texting, although I would expect someone of your age to think that that's what I was doing. But what I'm really doing is looking up violent crime rates in Santa Clara County because there was a good article this morning.
You can do that on that?
Absolutely. I'm doing it right now in the Mercury News down in San Jose about how the new Ninth Circuit Court ruling is making California more dangerous.
Okay. Now, let's
talk. The new Ninth Court Circuit ruling that says that can carry a gun?
Well, the just cause statement on the CCW application could be unconstitutional.
Oh, there you go.
So San Jose Mercury News, of course, comes out and says that is so dangerous. Well, the problem is Santa Clara County, which is where San Jose sits, was just sued by a private resident because their CCW program was ripe with corruption. There was, out of 45 permits that were issued, 13 of them were big donors to the sheriff's campaign reelection
45
fund.
45 issues?
Wait, let me get, in fact, I was looking the data up right here. Let me see the exact data. 49 civilian permit holders, 13 were Sheriff Smith campaign contributors. So, no wonder they sued Santa Clara County. So, you know, I mean, the place is just crazy down there.
We're really fortunate up here in Shasta County because you can get a concealed weapons permit. You qualify, you go through the process, and you can get one with very little trouble. That's not the normal state of affairs in the state of California.
Definitely not the case. As a matter of fact, let's visit the first fact, which is a fact. We have a constitutional sheriff. Our sheriff feels like, as an American on American soil, as long as you don't prove him wrong, he'll issue you the permit so you can carry your own firearm. Now, as soon as you prove him wrong, he's going to yank that bad boy from you, and I know that he's done it.
Absolutely.
So good for him. Secondly, I taught a CCW class in Solano County yesterday. I teach down the Bay Area quite a bit. They get, their process is about 8 or 9 months long,
wow.
And they have a good sheriff. They have a very good sheriff. In fact, he's probably the best, Tom Ferraro is probably the best sheriff in the area for gun carry. And he's putting them out as quickly as he possibly can, but he is very, very careful because the simple fact of the matter is, politically, it's almost unpopular for him to do that. And so he's putting it out there and on the line, and every time I teach a class down there, I tell him, look, you gotta support that sheriff because he's supporting you, and it's not popular for him to do that all the time. And Carl and I went down and interviewed with Tom down in Solano County back last February to get the job as a CCW instructor down there. And I think he had just taken over. No, he had just taken over for the prior sheriff. And it was a very important program to him, and he believed in it. And, you know, we probably, I don't know what the exact numbers are and I don't want to speculate, but I'll bet it's hundreds a month here that we actually put out, that we actually issue, and the sheriff might call in and tell us what that is, but,
You're talking about the CCW.
Yeah. In Solano County, I think it's probably, 20.
What went down there?
And he's doing the best he can on it.
Is that the county you and I went down and visited with you? But here's a guy that's really trying to do his work.
You bet.
And, but his hand, he can't just do what he wants because the city council will then slap him down because we don't need weapons out here in Solano County.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the state of mind in most of the state south. Of where we're at. And I don't even know about all the northern counties here. I'm not really familiar with, say, Tehama County.
Tehama County. Sheriff Hancock, very, very constitutional. I watched him speak the other night before last, at the Cottonwood safety meetings, town hall meeting. We talk about that in a minute. But, no, he's very good. Trinity, Siskiyou, Modoc, Lassen. I mean, they're all, issue sheriffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it starts getting bad down around, not bad, but more difficult down around Butte County and I'm meeting with the Placer County Sheriff's Department on Monday to try to get credentialed there. And so, it gets more difficult. Well, when you got 49 permits in a county the size of Santa Clara, hello, we've got 5,500 or so here.
Oh, at least.
I was looking up the violent crime rates on my smartphone here, and San Jose has a very high violent crime rate.
Oh, tremendously high.
Yeah. I mean, they're right there with Stockton and all the rest of them.
They've been so infiltrated by other nationalities and their police department, and the mindset there is that all of their police department has to be indoctrinated into whatever nationality it is and learn how to treat them so that they treat them differently and watch their national, what are their habits.
Yep.
Instead of, integrating them into our American way of life, we're letting them migrate into our country and continue to live like they did in their old habitat.
Hey, we have on the phone Sheriff Tom Basinko, obviously a man who knows the place to tune to every morning. Hey, Sheriff Tom.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Ted and Trish.
Hey, good morning, Sheriff.
Thanks for your kind words, Ted.
You bet.
We have about 5,400 CCW permits here in Shasta County, and there's about 200 that are in the process right now. I call it in the pipeline. And you're absolutely right about Sheriff Tom Ferreira down there. There was a little bit of change from the previous sheriff, but he is very much a gun supporter and expanding that out in Solano County.
Very good. How what's our turnaround rate, Tom?
Usually right now it's running about 2 to 3 weeks. About a year ago it was running out, it could be up to 3 months. There was a big push the previous year. But now it's down to about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, good work.
Well, Sheriff, I'd like to congratulate you on one philosophy that you have. And you said to me one time when I was in your office, you said, don't make stuff up. Don't make stuff up in the penal code. The penal code lays out the training program and everything that needs to be done. I have a buddy that's an NRA instructor in Alameda County, and when he put his CCW application in, they wanted to make, model, and serial number of every firearm in his safe before they would approve it. Now that's making things
stuff up. Yeah.
There's nothing in the penal code that states that.
I don't agree with that philosophy, and I just look to the penal code for the guidance, and it's there.
Yep. Everything is answered for you right there.
When you're saying you've got 200 in the pipeline, and I know that classes that are being taught are filled with people. So I don't see this thing slowing down. I thought it was going to slow down, but it isn't. And not only are they just the basic concealed carry, the advanced classes are filling up too.
Well, I think a lot more women are getting to the point where they're over this, I'm scared of firearms, and recognizing that you need to protect yourself. And so women are educating themselves. We've got some really good classes going to do that, to make them safe to carry a firearm. And
absolutely,
I really encourage it.
You're absolutely correct. In addition to the CCW classes that are offered by Ted and probably about 20 other instructors that we have on record, they have basic firearms safety classes and home protection classes. That's in addition to CCW. If they don't want to CCW, fine, but they can still take some safety classes and home protection classes that gets them more proficient and knowing the law and knowing their gun a little bit more and their parameters.
And the tendency that we have to have firearms in our homes, it's important that everybody in the family is familiar with them, even if it's the husband that has the concealed weapon permit or what have you. The wife needs to be familiar with that and comfortable with it in her home, and the children need to be educated about the proper safety things. All that's
correct.
Available in classes, and we encourage people to take advantage of it. Don't just have a firearm and then stop there.
And you have to safely store it in a home, especially if you have children or grandchildren coming over. We certainly don't want to see a tragic accident occur.
Absolutely. And I think by educating our children about the difference between a toy and a weapon, that's the key. The kids come in, it's a new thing to them. They don't know anything about it. I think that's when accidents are inclined to happen.
Correct. Okay. You all have a great day, and thanks for your support.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you, Sheriff. You're safe out there.
All right. All right. Now, we're going to take a quick break because we need to – when you start talking to people about, you know, with this new ruling, and, you know, they're already fighting it. And San Francisco saying, you know, already coming out, you know, their city council, oh, this just makes the place more dangerous. Or, you know, they got their chief of police. Oh, this will make San Francisco more dangerous. Well, they don't know that.
No.
And it's not true.
And this is, if you look at statistics, that's not true. I think it'd be for a policeman to know is that people are fear for themselves out there. They can't be everywhere. And if you've got a crime rate of a certain amount, and we do have a crime rate like that, I mean, no matter what it says, we are not the fifth most violent, you know, a city in the nation. I mean, you can still walk through here, and even though we argue about walking down Pine Street, I could walk down Pine Street, but other people say they can't walk down Pine Street, parts of Pine Street. I don't, you know, but we got to take a break.
Okay, but it's important. Sheriff Masenko had a quote the other night that I really liked. It said, we want everyone to be vigilant in their home, but we can't have vigilantism.
No. We'll talk about
vigilance
that after
first. Yeah. Vigilance, not vigilantism. On the other hand, you have an inherent right to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely.
We'll be right
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, You can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott, so it's Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Hey, my favorite Trish here. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I tell you, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. DC Tim and the Man in Black. You can't ask for better haircuts or great, or better company when you're down there. You know, by the way, we're having a fundraiser for, or I should say we, as two of our shows are having a night of conservative talk. Congressman LaMoffa, Sheriff Lopey, from Siskiyou County, the Jefferson State of Mind people, they're going to be talking about all of this that's happening. And this is on the 8th. Of March at the Wind River Casino. You can still get tickets for that. Doors open at 4:30. They're going to have a huge amount, the huge raffle, huge raffle. What are they raffling?
Guns.
Guns. That's right, because guns are good to raffle off. The last time I was at one of these just a few weeks ago for the Veterans Museum, everybody at my table won guns except Carl.
There was a time before.
Okay, I was pretty piggy there.
Yeah.
Okay, North State Consultants, get your tickets from them, 221-0101, or down at Jones Fort on Cypress Avenue, 222-3223. It's going to be a great night. It's really going to be a good night. There's, you know, there's, so come on down. All right. Let's address the question that that came in through here. It's got nothing to do with guns, but we talked about overtime. So Ted says, here, you need to address this. Are you suggesting that police are using or putting down overtime they don't rate?
No, absolutely not. And if that was misunderstood, I'm happy to correct it. The veteran police officers at the Sheriff's Department and I think you can ask any of them if they're honest with you, they will admit. They know how to be sure that they get a certain number of earned, legitimate overtime hours in each paycheck. So they kind of work together. I'm going to work this overtime shift. You're going to work that, because they just kind of figure that into their salary. And if you look at it, they get about the same amount of overtime on each shift. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that it isn't earned income.
And the supervisors, aren't doing their job.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't think so, but you know what? This was a legitimate question if that's what you thought. So what, you just explained.
Well, I wouldn't suggest for a minute that I am convinced that all of the supervisors are doing their job, but in this particular area, I don't think they have anything to do with the overtime.
Well, I meant supervisors in the police department.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, they're fine.
Oh, no. I mean, it's just a way of life. I mean, and I would say that you probably would find that same thing in fire departments and all up and down the line. They have got this thing figured out. There's a way to make their paycheck.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah. And no, that was not a slam at anybody.
Unless you're in radio. Okay, Ted. We've talked about the down in Southern California with this new, with the new ruling by, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which, by the way, nine of them, all of them may address it. But I think they're absolutely right that how can you keep adding on requirements that are impossible?
So let's state for the public exactly what the ruling is, because some people out there may not be familiar with what we're talking about.
Well, there was an individual in San Diego County who sued the county because he said that the just cause statement, which is Block 7 on the CCW application, was unconstitutional. The biggest problem with it is the right to keep and bear arms has to have a vehicle outside of the home, right? So, and that's been proven in Chicago, in Illinois. So once AB 144 passed in 2012 and you couldn't carry exposed any longer, they didn't, there was no vehicle outside the home to carry a firearm. So the CCW, permit process was the only vehicle. And you know, every applicant is vetted. Their background check is done. I mean, basically we say you drank the Kool-Aid, man, because everybody knows where you live, what firearms you have, you know. But because it is subjective, it's subjectivity by the issuing agency, usually the sheriff in a county, then you get places like Santa Clara with 49 permits and 13 of them large donors to the sheriff's, you know, campaign reelection fund. It's ripe for corruption. And that's basically why it was ruled this way, because there is so much disparity in who gets one and who doesn't. The county of San Francisco has two CCWs, two at last count. Guess what? I'll bet you if we told you who they were, and I don't know who they are because I haven't looked it up, everybody in this county would know exactly who those people were. They're either very wealthy, celebrity, politician, something. And to be honest with you, there's no difference between a wealthy celebrity and a politician and Joe Rancher down in Cottonwood as far as life goes. They're the same.
There you go. And
no
it used to be,
no matter what they think.
Yeah. For years when you applied for your CCW, all you had to do is put to comply with the law. That
right.
was your reason. And now the last few years since that in 2012 or 2010, when that law passed, you have to come up with some kind of a reason, and you're right. The sheriff can say, I don't think that's reason enough to carry a gun.
That's exactly right. And it depends on the county. In our county, to comply with the law and defend yourself, you know, Sheriff Prosenko, that's good. Sheriff Hankrat, Sheriff Lopey, you know, all the rest of them, that's pretty good. But you get down to those Bay Area counties and further south, and it is very, very difficult
well,
to
they
talk
just don't
them
want
into
to
issuing
them.
You a CCW. They don't issue them because in their mind, it makes things more dangerous. But what they don't understand is if we look at the statistics, there are really three types of shootings out there. There are that are really common. There are bad guy versus good guy. And usually the chasm between the bad guy and the good guy, as far as good and bad goes, is real easy to read. Right? I mean, I'm not going to shoot Carl. Carl's not going to shoot me. So there are very, very few good guy versus good guy shootings, which is what San Jose, Mercury News, and Santa Clara are saying will increase. That's not true.
No.
That's not true. What you have for shootings now is bad guy and bad guy, which is the most common. You look in Shasta County, and bad guys shoot each other at a more common rate than good guys shoot bad guys.
And,
right?
And in some instances, we could say that they've saved citizens a lot of money without having to go through the process.
Yeah. I can't go there, though.
I can't stay there. Okay. But you can say that, Trish.
Say it all you want,
okay,
Trish.
That's right. Here, let's just bleep all that out
thought.
For the last
yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, you said there's good guy shooting, which doesn't happen very often at all.
Right.
You have bad guys on bad guys, which happens all the time.
Right.
And the third category?
Bad guy versus good guy. Which is easy to read. So there's
exactly.
three. You got good guy, bad guy, and then bad guy versus good guy. When it's bad guy versus good guy, those usually don't go to court, right? There's an investigation. In fact, there are some instances in the penal code where the investigation is very easy for such as a home invasion, crime, right? Which is life threatening and forcible. So, but, you know, what you're talking about here is bad guys are always going to shoot bad guys because bad guys don't have CCWs. Guess what? They're not coming to class. They don't want to answer the questionnaire on the back of my form that says, are you a fugitive from justice and do you do drugs? It's just not going to happen.
They turn their pistol sideways.
Yeah, and they miss
they shoot.
100 out of every 99 shots or 99 out of every 100 shots, but on occasion they'll hit each other.
And guess what? They carry high capacity mags because you know what?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. They don't they follow
don't
the law. They're lawbreakers.
They will, and even though the percentage of times a long gun is used in any type of shooting or anything like this is like down to 1%. I mean, it's really low.
Oh, sure.
You know, they will put 30 round magazines in them because they can, because they don't care, because why? They're criminals.
They're criminals. And criminals are always going to shoot other criminals unless you figure that out. But the CCW program is not a criminal program. Those are your best and brightest in the county.
The law-abiding citizens.
That's right.
Wanting to protect themselves and their families.
They went and paid $600 or $800 for a pistol. They paid $150 for 2 days of instruction from me. They paid $160 to the sheriff. I mean, those are your best and brightest. When you look at a CCW carrier, they're top 2% in the county. Really?
We have, I know the people that are carrying that are doctors, lawyers, educators, you know, these are all people I don't give out names, of course. We never do because it's nobody's business who has it, and
right.
that kind of defeats the purpose. But the bottom line on this, these people are, They've passed background checks. They passed interview process. So they have, you know, for almost every case, you know, they are people that can, that you would trust to be able to carry.
Well, they can pass that background check. You know, I mean, the list of reasons, and it's very subjective, you know. You don't even have to have a misdemeanor or a felony level offense not to be approved for your CCW. You just have to have what looks like might be a character issue.
There you go.
Right? There's no left and right limits on it that are mandated in the penal code. It's up to the sheriff.
And they do a screening, and that's comforting to know that the people who have in fact are walking around have gone through a scrutinous process that where they've been vetted.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Definitely. Probably better than we've vetted some of our high officials.
Without a doubt. Interest. And a personal interview by the Sheriff's Department. Every single one.
Hey, yes. We got to take a break here. This part of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, if you're looking for that perfect piece of jewelry, estate jewelry, loose gems, necklaces, bracelets, watches, rings, see Leonard and his associates. I tell you what, absolutely, absolutely honest, good prices. The only watch repair man in all of the city that can, you know, when you see, oh, my watch doesn't work, can be taken anyplace else. Guess what? Always ends up there. And he'll fix that watch for you. Cut out the middleman. Head to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Ted Leidy. Trish Clark and I will be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted you to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Road, right here in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. They are there. John Bastiani prides himself on his customer service and fair prices for everything he sells. And I'll tell you what, anybody that stays up till 4 o'clock in the morning finding ammo so he can get ammo in for people is okay for me. So he's got most ammunition in stock because of that. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. Bastiani Arms. Our guest is Ted Leidy, and we've been talking about the concealed carry and the laws, and Sheriff Pasenko called in just lately in the paper, and I know that you're involved in this in a way, is Cottonwood. Had 300, what did you say, over 300 people there?
Oh, yeah, it was standing room only. In fact, they were talking from outside to in.
Recognize that Cottonwood is divided at the line. And half of that's Tehama County and half of it's Shasta County.
Right.
Which is why both sheriffs were there.
Sheriff Basenko and Sheriff,
Hancrat.
Okay. A lot of people, the fact is that both sheriff's departments have been decimated by the economy.
Oh, you bet.
And when I say decimated, I don't use the term decimated like they're wiped out. Decimated comes from the Latin word deci, which means 10. So when you say decimated, it means 1 out of 10. It's like 10%. So it's really a little bit more than 10%. So if you're getting your Latin lesson today. Anyway.
That's incredible.
But they've been.
I had no idea.
I had no idea you were going there.
Did you teach at a Marine Corps officer?
Yeah, you did, because the Roman legions at one time, if they had a problem with their men, they would use that. They would decimate a legion by taking 1 out of every 10 men and executing them.
Wow.
That would really help
morale.
Oh, yeah. That's how it became decimated. All right. Going back to this.
Very cool.
People feel like they aren't safe out there. So they were talking about, for one thing, you've got the Northern California State Militia.
Yes.
Which is out patrolling. And you have the Concerned Citizens Watch.
No, or the Cottonwood. CCW. Cottonwood Community Watch.
Community Watch. Okay. You've got CCW. You've got that. The CCW.
Then you've got the Cottonwood Voluntary Patrol.
So you've got three different sets of people out there patrolling.
Yeah, only one of them is really, sanctioned by the Sheriff's Department. Yeah. That's the Cottonwood Volunteer Patrol, because, they've got a program where you go through a background check and they recall your references and you've got to do it right along with the sheriff. And it's kind of a structured, deal.
And they're not carrying weapons.
And they're not carrying weapons.
Report, right? And they're what?
Observe and report.
That's it. And they've got a marked vehicle. Think about, you're in the CCW, and the CCW is a great group. I met the director there, and he has got his stuff together. They've got a great communications program. They paid for themselves, one call communications program. They can deploy on a moment's notice to a crime. But there's some liability with that, because when a deputy rolls up on a crime scene and you've got all of these unmarked vehicles sitting on the crime scene.
And they're carrying weapons.
Yeah. It could be a problem. So you have to be very careful about what you do, on a crime scene. And especially if you show up first, which these folks are very organized. They can show up first. Trust me.
They're probably going to always show up first, especially in the unincorporated area, because that really is, we're huge. 3,950 square miles, and at any given time in the unincorporated area, you would have one or two officers on duty at night?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe.
So, the odds that deputy is anywhere near where that crime is occurring are slim and none.
So that's right. So the idea is that they are great Americans and doing a great job, but but, and they agreed that they need just a tiny, tiny bit of, structure and rules, left and right limits, so to speak, so that, we don't have any situation.
Between the law enforcement,
and that group. See, the CVP folks are uniformed. I signed up for the Cottonwood Voluntary Patrol while I was down there. I'm very excited about it. I got to do the training program.
You're a great group. Well, absolutely great group and
I'm
really
excited about it.
Good for the community.
You don't have the time to go to the head. How are you going to do this?
It's only like 4 hours. Once you do the training, it's like 4 or 8 hours a month. Commitment to do one patrol.
Oh, I've ridden with them down there and they do an excellent job. They really do, and they're providing a service. It's a real peace of mind thing for the community to see the vehicle going around.
Oh, yeah. So my idea
was... Is everybody armed in that group?
No. They're
none
unarmed.
Of them
pepper
armed.
Spray, flashlight, radio to Shask, cell phone to Shascom. That's all
Which
they really have.
Which one is this?
This is the Cottonwood Volunteer Patrol, the sheriff-sanctioned organization.
Is that the one you joined?
That's the one I joined, yeah.
Okay.
So they've got a good lieutenant there. They got a good sergeant that lives down there. The lieutenant's been involved since 1994. They've got a cool, big old... like a 2001 Ford Explorer with lights on it that work.
We used some Sheriff's Department cars that we discontinued.
That's right.
And the communities purchased some of them and it's a great program. Yeah. I can't say enough about it. It's a really good program.
We're recruiting hard for it right now.
Why don't we have something like that here in Redding?
Oh, imagine we probably do.
I don't think they do. We have them in the unincorporated areas. I think. But they've discontinued it within the cities. I know the city of Anderson is in the process of trying to really prop theirs back up again.
Yes,
probably because of liability and all these other things too.
Well, and the previous police chief wasn't tremendously wild about him, and the one before him, Modi.
Neither one of them wanted it, huh?
Yeah, it's my understanding, and I don't know how. I've never actually heard the present police chief speak.
Yeah, I can't speak about it. I'm unknowledgeable.
Okay, now, so what was the problem down there? People were afraid that because you had got three different groups watching Cottonwood. I guess some of them belonged to different groups too. You got one person
probably seven belonged to all of them.
Probably,
yeah, there's a lot of overlap there, and the problem is,
I mean,
you know,
if there's something that happens, all of a sudden, by the time the sheriff gets there, there's 46 cars.
How many of them are armed?
Yeah, absolutely, and almost all of them armed except for the ones in uniform and the Cottonwood Voluntary Patrol, right? They're the only ones that can't shoot back.
But the problem is people don't feel safe. Let's go back to the reason that this has come up, is that people don't feel safe. I can tell you right now in Shingletown, and I'm not going to mention her name, she said, I had a problem at my business one time. She says, I called the sheriff, and then I called our local...
CVP, SVP, Shingletown Voluntary Patrol. I know that too.
Well, she called their local militia up there.
And there's a very active militia group in Shingletown.
Within 10 minutes, she said, I had two carloads of guys there.
Right.
Of men that were ready to help. And the disturbance was quelled right then. Nobody was hurt because they came in a show of force. And the sheriff wasn't going to be able to, again, when you don't have any sheriff's deputies, so he wasn't.
It's a long way from Reading to Shingletown.
It's not even from Reading. A lot of times it's from the, you're down on the opposite end of the county for that guy. So the problem, what I see here is that there's a genuine need for assistance to the sheriff, the sheriff and highway patrol out there in the unincorporated areas. But like Sheriff Tom said, vigilance.
That's right.
Not vigilantism.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's an easy line to cross. For instance, when the use of a firearm is outlined in the penal code as for defense only, but as soon as you get out of your vehicle and you confront somebody, you're now the offender. That's an offensive move. So guess what? The waters become muddy at that point. Because in my class, I teach, hey, you stay in your vehicle and drive away. The firearm is for defense of life, your life, or somebody else's life only. If you confront someone, even if you think they're committing a crime, if it's not a life-threatening, enforceable crime, and you present your firearm to them, guess what? You are the offender.
Okay, can we say Zimmerman here?
Yeah, perfect.
Down in Florida. He went up, he confronted the guy. He did not present his weapon at him, though.
Right.
Until the guy jumped him and was beating his head on the ground and punching him.
Right.
And then Zimmerman pulled his firearm.
Well, Zimmerman was innocent from the get-go.
Yeah. Well,
as you indicated, they when they helped this businesswoman in Shingletown, they did it by a show of force. They didn't walk in with their guns drawn.
No.
And that was
what was indicated to me.
Absolutely.
And the bottom line, though, is you need help at certain times. And if the sheriff can't do it, you've got to have, or the police can't do it. The police can't be everywhere. You wouldn't want that many police.
No. And you don't want them. You don't want them on your doorstep.
You don't want them on every block looking up and down the block, because just even the thought of that one's scary, no matter who it is. So you need help. And if they don't have the people, then you need to have
an organization. You bet. And there are three organizations in Cottonwood, really, but nobody knows the difference between them, right? The CVP is kind of easily recognized because of their vehicle and their uniform, but the militia and the CCW, there's a lot of overlap there, and so it's very difficult to figure out who's doing what. Of course, my idea was just to make one organization that did the right thing all the time. But you know, who am I? I'm smart enough to know that I'm not the smartest guy in the room all the time. So, what we've got going there is three organizations. And of course, the sheriff is looking at it out of the side of his eye going, no, wait a second. There's something going on here that could end up bad for somebody.
And has all the possibilities there for something to go wrong.
Yeah. On the other hand, he was very supportive of all the groups. You know, but he said, again, be vigilant, but don't be a vigilante because he can't help you.
Rob Pelletti says, you know, they both are saying the same thing. You're out here, you know, call us. Well, I agree. Call. Don't get yourself into the situation unless, you know, it becomes life-threatening for you. But do you let somebody else get injured?
No. Oh, no. Well, you have no obligation.
We don't have enough time to get into this one. This is another, but a good question we could have in with an attorney or something. Like that.
That's a good idea.
Anyway, hey, Ted Leidy, thanks a lot.
You bet.
That's been a great show. Yeah,
absolutely.
Trish Clark.
Thank you. Always great having
you here. Tomorrow, we have Mark Palicki from the Sierra Pacific is going to come in and talk to us about what's going on with Sierra Pacific.
That should be an interesting interview.
I think so too. And, we've got just a number of things going on, including Anderson Explodes. We'll be here tomorrow. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott, of course, tonight. Just remember. Well, I won't back the good guys down. Against the bad guys. No, which I are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder has been taken to a Washington-area hospital after experiencing shortness of breath and feeling faint. The Justice Department says Holder is resting comfortably and is alert. As Russian troops mass along the border with Ukraine and as Moscow scrambles fighter jets, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is urging Moscow to exercise restraint.
I expect Russia to be transparent about these activities, and I urge them not to take any steps that could be misinterpreted or lead to miscalculation during a very delicate time.
Russia is apparently sheltering Ukraine's fugitive president. Ukraine's new prime minister says his country does not want a fight with Moscow, but would not accept secession of the southern Crimea region. New Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says if the economy continues to improve, the Fed will continue to scale back